I went to law school in my 40s at night, and I knew quite a bit about the world already by then. And so when I got the ethics award for having the highest grade in the class, it really wasn't hard for me to achieve. I already knew what the rules were. I knew why we had rules, and I knew how to use the rules. But I'd be the first one to tell you that that did not necessarily make me ethical. When Edwin Edwards was governor, he was questioned about receiving illegal contribution, to which he replied candidly, "It was not illegal for them to give. It was illegal for them to give, but not for me to receive." In this particular case, Edward Edwards was completely correct. He had an astute understanding of what the rules were. The gospel urges practices of virtue, of the virtues of mercy and prudence for our salvation. The definition of worldly prudence is pretty straightforward. We should be wise regarding one's own practical affairs. Example, providing for the future. I think we'd all have to say that the dishonest steward was wise in his own practical affairs. This is a worldly definition of mercy. To require payment less than what one owes. There's not necessarily any justice involved with this. It could just be an expedient thing to do, to forgive part of the debt to get the rest of the debt. It also could involve, like the dishonest steward, being generous with other people's money. For a Christian, it's not a question of being good or acting with prudence and mercy. A good Christian must act with prudence and mercy to do good. Christ told the apostles to be shrewd, to think things through. Matthew 10:16. "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves." When I talk to my guys in jail, I tell them to be as shrewd as serpents. They are definitely in the midst of wolves. And for those that opposed communism back in the day, they were completely honest. They were as innocent as doves, especially to one another. The reason for that was communism was a system of economics that didn't work. So the leaders had to lie constantly. And so to be separate from that, to be holy from that, to keep their sanity from that, they were absolutely honest. They were as innocent as doves. Our teachers here in the parish, they look to the Catholic Catechism for answers, and then they teach those answers to their classes. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains shrewd Christian prudence. "The faithful should act according to the dictates of prudence, to discern the true good in every circumstance, and to choose the right means for achieving it. Prudence requires mature thought and action." So that's the Christian part of prudence, to find the true good. And the mercy part is to do this good for others. We must act with prudence and mercy for God and every and all, not just for us. The Catechism also explains what Christian mercy is. The works of mercy: to feed, to clothe, to comfort, to bury, to instruct, which is especially important today, to forgive, are charitable actions by which we aid our neighbor in spiritual and bodily necessities. Christian mercy is a work of justice pleasing to God. There's justice involved in Christian mercy. Christians need good faith, a calculating mind, and they also need a strong back. The Catechism goes on and quotes from the letter of James to explain how mercy and prudence work and why we need a strong back. If a brother is naked and lacks food, and you say, "Go in peace, keep warm, eat your fill," what is the good of that? So faith, by itself, without works, is dead. I, by my works, will show you my faith. When my kids were growing up, we had some wonderful babysitters. And our first babysitter, she was in her 80s. Back in the day, she was a daughter of the governor of Louisiana. And she taught me a little bit about Louisiana politics. And she asked, "Have you ever heard of my father before?" And I said, "No, Miss Lucio, I haven't." But I hadn't heard of any governors of Louisiana before at that time. We had just moved to the state. He said, "Yeah, he was an honest man. People thought he didn't do anything. Tom, what I want you to learn about Louisiana is that you can have graft without construction." Huey P. Long was an amazing governor of this state. At one time, one of every 3 miles of road being built in the entire United States, he was building in Louisiana. He went from 500 miles of paved highway in this state to over 13,000 miles of paved highway. He built 100 bridges. This is an amazing accomplishment. But for an equivalent mile of road in Louisiana compared to an equivalent mile of road in another state, it costs 30% more to build it in Louisiana. And historians account that to what today is called graft. We should condemn the graft that we see. We should condemn the evil that we see. But we should praise and we should do the construction. Mercy needs construction. It needs us to be change agents in the world to do mercy. We must work for the good of others. Our reward is in heaven, but it's also here on earth. Let's take a look at the story of the dishonest steward. He was fired. He made a pact with thieves. The gig was up. What was he going to get out of this? The Old Testament talked about what would happen to the dishonest steward in heaven. He was told that when he came before the throne of God, that his sins would not be forgotten. By the pride of Jacob, his sins would not be forgotten. Wealth is there to serve humanity. Humanity is not there to serve wealth, to serve mammon. We have to remember that we are what we do. If we do nothing, we're nothing. If we practice kindness, we are kind. If we cheat, we're cheaters. Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa, she practiced mercy and prudence. She found people on the street that everyone knew was going to die. And she gave them a place to go and to know when they were leaving this world that they were loved. An act of great mercy. And she was amazingly pragmatic in how she did this. She just went out and she did it, and people followed her and they got it done. A saint does good for others prudently, recognizing what the situation is, recognizing what needs to be done, and then doing it. A saint before the throne of God does not worry about parsing out words like necessarily ethical or illegal for them. God bless all of you.